Tuesday night for halacha to move on the day. Okay, we're going to move into a few inyanim of Purim. We will see how much ground we can cover. So the first thing you bump up against is Tainus Esther. And it's interesting, virtually everyone learns that Tainus Esther is only because we surmise, we figure, we logically assume that when Bnei Yisrael fought on Yud Gimel Adar, that they fasted, because that was how things were then. When you went to war, you needed tzchusim, and you fasted. And I assume you didn't fast if you would be weak in the war, but if it wouldn't weaken you particularly, then we presume, because just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Amalek, so we presume that they fasted, and we commemorate that presumption that we fast also on Yud Gimel Adar. That's how most learn. There is a shita of Rishonim that learns in the sugya that it has to do with the fast that Esther fasted when she went into the king. But we don't paskin like that. There's a lot of ramifications. But we paskin it's the fasting that took place on Yud Gimel Adar. What? Yeah. If Purim comes out Sunday, so you don't fast on Friday, that's this year, you fast on Thursday. But Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you didn't realize it was a tainus or you forgot, then you ate on Thursday, then you're supposed to fast on Friday.